Have you ever read a memoir that helped you connect parts of your own story? I just read a wonderful memoir by Bonnie Gray. It's called Sweet Like Jasmine, and it's going to be the subject of our podcast episode today on Heart in a Drawer, the podcast for adult children of divorce. I am your host, Sarah Gehringer, and I'm so glad to be here with you in season two. Before I introduce you to Bonnie's wonderful book, I just have a few items to go over with you. One is, if you donate on Patreon, you'll get worksheets for this episode and other bonuses. All the worksheets are available for free on the season one episodes. You can get those anytime. Season two is reserved for Patreon users. So go check that out in the show notes. Also, I want to remind you, as I do in every episode, that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional help, but it is intended to be something that you do alongside of getting help for any healing or trauma recovery that you need. That's what I did years ago, and I want to be like the sister that walks beside you in your own healing journey. And you can check out the show notes for a free one-time phone consultation with Focus on the Family. That's how I found my counselor, and you can find yours too. And another reminder is, if you enjoy this podcast, will you please tell a friend about it? Because that's one of the best ways to get more people to be encouraged by what's on this podcast. I thank you in advance for your support. All right, let's get started talking about this beautiful book. I love blue and white, and I love that it's part of this cover. So this is a really unique memoir. Memoir is one of my favorite genres to read. I don't get to do that often enough. But what I really liked about this memoir is its structure. So Bonnie starts each brief chapter out with a personal story of her own. And then she goes into kind of an application for the rest of us. And she always includes a letter to her younger self. So she's speaking from a healed place now, talking to that younger self. And then she gives us a little glimpse into something from the Chinese culture and makes a metaphor for spiritual growth through it. That was really one of my favorite parts of all these chapters. And then she does a reflect and share with three or four really probing questions. So I like how these chapters are broken up because it really kept me engaged. And story is one of the most powerful ways to connect. And she does a great job of that. Now, Bonnie herself is a child of divorce, and that's a big part of her story. So if you read this book, you're going to know that she's experienced a lot of the same struggles that you have. That's one of the truths that I gained from this book, even though, of course, my own story looks a lot different from hers. The feelings were the same. And I appreciated the fact that she's going back and talking about this from a healed place. She talks about going through verbal and emotional abuse from her mother. She was estranged from her father. And she talks about what her relationship with them looked like when she was an adult. And she doesn't tie up her stories with a pretty red bow or blue bow. and make everything all perfect. She lets things be as they are. And I think that's really important when we're sharing our stories, not to sugarcoat the hard things, but talk about them with respect to the people that we love. She does a good job of that. And she also leans the hardest into God's love for her, his redemption thread that runs through all of these chapters. So just getting on a personal level for me, what this book helped me do, even though, like I've told you several times in these podcasts, I spent 5 years in therapy unpacking my storyline and looking at it from a bird's eye view and then putting it back together in a healthy way. That's really the function that a counselor does. It just helped me reevaluate where I am now in my own storyline. I thought that was the most useful takeaway I had from this, and it did it in an entertaining way. I have always been fascinated by Chinese and Japanese culture. I think it was because in high school and college, I was reading Pearl S. Buck's books, and her parents were missionaries to China, so she features China in her storytelling. So I think I've always had kind of a fascination for that culture. And so it was fun to go through here and read her stories. But she grew up in Chinatown in San Francisco. So she's got the Chinese American experience. And so I think I could also relate to her wanting to grow up as a normal girl in the same kind of age bracket that we share. And she gives lots of fun glimpses in this book, like the food that she liked to eat. Wow, that sounded amazing. I love Chinese food. I know probably many of you watching and listening like to enjoy it as well. And a lot of these stories include food, and some were about medicine, the medicinal uses of herbs, and that was very fascinating. And also just other little facts about San Francisco. I got to visit that city in 1998, so it's been a long time, but it kind of brought back neat memories for me. And it's kind of nice, I'm sure that you feel this way, to go escape somewhere in a book. And this is a memoir that does that for you. So I just wanted to read you a couple of my favorite quotes from here and how they kind of helped me and in my journey as a child of divorce. So she was talking about how other women were part of her life and really important because her relationship with her mother was strained. And she says, through these women in the mirror, I discovered God uses our different walks of life, personalities, ages, and stages to enrich our lives with variety and joy. They taught me we are designed for friendship and that life can be beautiful even if it is hard when we have the shelter of a good friend. And that made me reflect on the fact that I have had just so many wonderful friends, even when I was a child. And I think that was a special grace that God gave me, knowing that things would be so hard in my family, that He really blessed me with a lot of friendships I've had for 30 years or more. And that's such a rare blessing in this culture. And I'm just so glad that through Bonnie's story, I was able to praise God for the gift of friendship that He gave me, kind of as a healing balm when He knew that those kind of close relationships I wanted in my family were not necessarily possible. So here's another one that's from one of her letters to my younger self. And she says, It might seem easier to just stay in survival mode and to simply maintain life, but God can renew your hope. Hope is the oxygen your soul breathes. It's never too late to have hope again. And I've talked before about how it is difficult to find hope when you're just trying to emotionally survive. And so I am pressing more toward hope now, and that's kind of a new concept for me. Only in the last few years have I really grasped on to hope in Christ as kind of a life raft to take me from the past into the present and then into the future. And I liked the way that she talked to her younger self, encouraging that girl to choose hope. And I think that's really cool. Here is another portion of the letter to her younger self that she talks about in one of the painful chapters that she talked about in her relationship with her mom. This is what she says. "You are not forgotten. Jesus is collecting all your tears in a bottle, recording every moment in his journal. He does this to let you know that behind every dream lost lies the greater dream of him loving you more intimately and deeply, so that one day you will dare to dream again. Don't be afraid. You are good soil. The dreams God planted in your heart will later blossom, watered with the tears you shed today. God will make beautiful things grow again." She just has such a beautiful style of writing, don't you think? And she quoted some Bible verses in there, and I will leave the references to that in the show notes for you. I just wanted to give you a taste of her beautiful writing style, which is all through this book. And one last quote that I want to share, and this is later in the book when she takes her boys to see her dad for the first time and reflecting on that. And she says, "We work so hard to shield our children from our pain, but what they really need is to understand our pain. When we nurture our children with our love and feed their souls with our stories, our children become wise sojourners, kindred spirits on the journey of life with us. They begin to capture the wonder of God's mysterious work in the stories of our lives instead of observing faith in a sterile, clean room of spiritual cliches." I love all the meat that's in that paragraph there. And one thing that I learned in my research for my book for teens, which recently was released, is that Gen Z, so that's anyone age 22 and under right now, is open and hungry for authentic stories of faith from adults. And so she's right on the money here, saying that we've got to be brave enough to share our stories of hurt, but also our stories of healing and hope with our kids in order to break the chains of the generational curses that have affected us as adult children of divorce. And that takes courage. But I think if we can ask God for help in that area, He will delight in empowering us to do that. And I actually think that by reading Bonnie's book, you might be able to unlock some of your stories to be able to share them with your kids or with anyone younger than you over whom you have some godly influence. So, Sweet Like Jasmine is a beautiful book, and I hope that you will check out the show notes for the links to purchase it from my affiliate links. So let me close us in a prayer, and I'm so glad that you've been with me on this episode. Father God, I just praise you for the gift of story and how it connects us with other people and how we can listen to other stories to see how they overcame with your help and how they chose healing and hope and how that can inspire us in our own journeys. And I pray for the ones who are listening and watching now. And I pray that you would unlock any hidden hurts in their hearts, Lord, and you would start pouring your healing ointment into those places and bring them to wholeness. And may it be for your glory, Lord, and also for the benefit of others as they put on your courage and confidence to share their stories with others. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me. We're going to start a two-part series next time on another book that has really shaped the way that I look at marriage and family and how we can reshape that as adult children of divorce today. So join me next time. And until then, I'll be praying God's peace for you. Bye-bye.